The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An airport may be forced to breach its passenger cap of 32 million passengers. That's according to their CEO, Kenny Jacobs, who was speaking yesterday at an Oireachtas committee. And he's with me now. Kenny Jacobs, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you told them that you may have to breach, you have to breach, even though it's the planning law. What was their reaction?
Look, their reaction wasn't surprised. I think they know that we've been working very hard for over a year to try to comply with planning. Planning is the law and we want to comply with planning. We don't control the slots process. So we don't have a magic tap that makes passenger numbers go up and down. That's driven by airlines applying for slots. We can't stop airlines applying for slots, but we have taken several actions, from reducing all incentives, incentivizing airlines to go to Cork instead of coming into Dublin. And we've tried to change the rules so that things like ad hoc flights, special flights, can be reduced, because ultimately we want to comply. Now, we also want to grow. So I think they weren't surprised with the news yesterday. We're doing everything we can to comply, but it's not fully within our control.
When we had Michael O'Leary in during the week, he said that the process is they will apply for their winter flying slots. They've already got their summer slots, and as do the other 40 plus airlines that are there. They will all apply for their slots. You do the sums. You make some assumptions maybe about the load factors on each of the airlines and their various flights, and you add it all up and you say, holy God, we're over 32 million.
Well, he's right in the first part. Everybody, all the airlines do apply for their slots. On the second part, it's not correct, because it's actually the regulator who says who gets what slots.
So now, you don't have to adjudicate?
No, we don't have to adjudicate. Ultimately, we chair the committee, but the adjudicator is the IA, who is the regulator on slots. Now, Ryanair will, this coming winter, they will have all the slots that they had last winter. So I think everybody needs to be sure that, you know, flights won't be cancelled. Ryanair won't get to do everything they want. No airline will get to do everything they want. So occasionally airlines will look at sporting fixtures and say, let's add on some special flights. That's the stuff that they won't be able to do. But all the winter flights that they had last year, all the slots they had last year, it's been confirmed that they will have them this winter.
Because presumably we didn't breach the cap last year.
We didn't breach the cap last year.
So therefore, if everyone has the same as they had last year, the cap won't be breached.
Yes,
or are we already so far ahead of ourselves?
We're about
this year?
4% ahead of ourselves. Now, look, it's still June and lots of things can happen that will make passenger numbers go up and down. But look, some airlines will apply for slots. We will come into the winter. The IAA, the regulator, has introduced a new parameter in the slots process that will reduce the number of flights, and that helps us comply. That will further help next year. We wish that had been sooner, but we've done everything we can to comply. Airlines are unhappy because they don't have the flexibility and everything they would like to have.
Now, we'll get texts already saying, sure, they'll fly into Knock, they'll fly into Shannon, they'll fly into Cork. But they won't.
Look, there's nothing stopping them flying into those other airports. There never has been. And it's airline choice in the end. Airports are like a hotel. We build it, we operate it, but it's up to the airlines to decide, do they want to come or go. Some flights, I think, will go to the regions, and I certainly hope they do. So we've been incentivizing and encouraging airlines to move some of their capacity from Dublin to Cork, and I think that will happen. We've also been encouraging some other types of airlines to move some charter activity and potentially even some long-haul activity to Shannon Airport, because ultimately we do wear an Irish hat. We do want regional airports to do well, and if we can take some of the pressure off the compliance issue with Dublin, moving it to the regional airports, we support that.
But anyone in a business being told, you've got to cut back rather than expand, you want to build your business, and you indicated that yesterday in the Oireachtas committee, you want to grow.
We want to grow. Look, we and our shareholder expectation is that we grow, and Ireland needs Ireland to be connected and Dublin to be connected. This is vital for the economy, so it's essential that we get back to growth. How do I think we get back to growth? It's when the cap gets lifted. Look, I wish the cap wasn't there. It's a 2006 condition. It's about cars on the roads to and from Dublin Airport. But you know, what's crazy is that if 32 million people came by bus or by bicycle, the cap would still exist. So I think the cap is very blunt. I don't think it's the best way going forward, but ultimately is a planning condition. We will comply and we're working hard to get it lifted. That's through planning for us.
Many people will think it's about overflight of people's homes. The cap has nothing to do with that.
No, the cap is about congestion on the roads in around the year 2005, when congestion on the roads to and from Dublin Airport was a real issue, but it no longer is. But it's just about cars on the road coming to Dublin Airport, not about overflying or emissions or anything like that.
Now, you've made your submission to On Board Planola. It's a very big submission. It's 700 pages long. That will take time to filter through that whole tedious process. could you not have made a simple submission, a one-pager to them and say, this is what we need you to review now?
Look, it's 700 pages because we think it needs to be. It's the biggest infrastructure application in the country. It's got 11 different chapters. Each of those chapters in its own right would be a big infrastructure application. If we'd gone with this tiny, simple one, it would have been rejected because we want this to be approved quickly. So we've gone comprehensive so it gets through the process.
What are you doing? Are you saying, listen, give us this removal of the cap or the elevation of the cap to 40 million, but we'll also be doing X, Y, and Z. We'll be doing the divil and all. In other words, it's a bargain. We want this to be of a piece.
Yeah, the infrastructure application is saying we want the cap lifted. We want to build two piers. We want to build an underpass. We want to build aprons. We want to do significant work on the runways and significant other work on drainage, other sustainable elements within the infrastructure application. So it's big. It needs to be. The bigger it is in our view, the quicker it will get through the process because it'll answer more of the questions. Because it just answers all the questions that the planners will have, that On Bord Pleinan may have, and that will be concerning environmental issues, sustainability issues, noise assessments, all those things that you have to go through in planning these days. So it's very comprehensive, but we think it needs to be, and the more comprehensive, actually the quicker it should get through the process, and I hope that takes 2 years or less.
Now, parking effectively booked out for the summer, it would appear. I mean, there's probably some short-term parking available, but that's expensive, and that's for people who might desperately need to leave the car for a few hours, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, look, there's plenty of long-term spaces available, and for people going away for a week or 2 weeks, which is the typical Irish summer holiday, there's spaces available. People, we've been saying to people, book early, and that's still the advice, but there are still spaces available. If people leave it very, very late and they're looking for the short-term car park, yeah, it is. We are booked out this coming weekend. We're not sold out every single weekend.
Okay, so you have plenty of space for long-term parking?
Yeah, if you take all of the campus, short-term and long-term parking, we probably have at the moment still about 30% of the spaces we could sell still available. So I don't think people need to be worried. People have heeded the advice that we've given over the past number of months and they've booked early. Very importantly as well, I'm very happy that now 34% of the passengers that use the airport come on bus. And there's great bus services available to and from Dublin Airport, and we would encourage more people to make that choice as well.
Now, Michael O'Leary during the week said, car parking, what's the problem? You have acres and acres and acres of space. You don't need to go through a tedious planning process. Every time there's an agricultural show, they put down temporary car parking. You saw it in Bloom in the park. Temporary car parking for a few days. Why not just...
And I wish it was that simple. But look, we need planning permission to put down car parks. It's not like a country fair. It's not like Bloom. So we have applied for planning for one car park. And within the infrastructure application, we're applying for planning for two more car parks, a short-term and a long-term car park.
Was there any scope at all for getting that redundant car park, which is now empty, not being used, to lease it for the summer, even admitting to, say, a price cap?
Yeah, I thought there was. I met the vendors myself and we thought we were getting close to doing a deal. Now, they've withdrawn from the process because I think they may have some concerns about not being able to even lease us to it for 1 or 2 months. So we've moved on now. We've tried to buy it. That was rejected by the CCPC. We tried to rent it for 2 months in the summer. The vendors weren't able to do that, I understand. And we're disappointed with that. But now we'll move on and focus on the car parks that we have and the rest of the summer and everything else we
now
have to do.
Now, obviously, you were at one with Michael O'Leary when you were working with Ryanair, and you're now at odds with him in several ways. But there's one thing you are at one with him on, and that is no need for Terminal 3.
Yeah, there's no need for Terminal 3. Look, we want to get better. I think Ireland needs to get better at taking a very long-term view. But we see Dublin Airport being a 40 million passenger airport, being bigger than that again, and all passengers coming to the east side. Now, what we will have on the west side, I do see piers out there at some point in time, but we can do that with the land that we own, because public transportation, the metro, the DART, I hope all of that is coming soon, but it'll come to the east side of the campus where you have the church, where you have T1 and T2 at the moment. I think if we start talking Terminal 3, we'll slow the whole process down, and we want to get our infrastructure and we want to get Dublin Airport growing quickly and in line with the population growth that's coming in Ireland in the next 2 decades.
Michael O'Leary was also critical of this massively expensive tunnel you're building from one side of the airport to another. He says, why do you need that? Have a traffic light system that will work very well.
Yeah, and look, and Michael has always been a great critic of DAA. Look, as soon as Michael is praising the DAA, you know we're doing the wrong thing. because he will always be at odds with DAA. Look, I know how airlines operate. I worked at Ryanair. I now know how airports operate. And the businesses are quite different. We need to build the underpass because we're looking at a Dublin airport that at some point in time will have 50 million passengers. And we want to get charters. We want to get smaller airlines over to that side of the campus. So we need to do that. Look, we're a tight margin business. On average, per passenger, we make just over €2 per passenger. Ryanair makes €12 per passenger. So they have higher margins or lower margins makes us be more efficient. But we're ultimately building a Dublin airport that serves the needs of Ireland, of 43 airlines, but most importantly, our passengers. And we want to build a Dublin airport that's fantastic for all the airlines and for all our passengers.
Mm. Now, one of the suggestions yesterday of the committee is that you might be still some sort of a creature of Ryanair because you're a shareholder. And you admitted that you've shares in 12 airlines.
I've shares in Mali Airlines. All of these things have to be declared in the SIPO form that you have to fill out before you can get a role in a commercial semi-state. And then every year you have to update that. So look, I'm an aviation person. I worked at Ryanair. Of course, I will have shares in different airlines. I love aviation. And I think having a CEO of DA that understands airlines is a good thing. But I think, look, that's about being transparent and following the rules. And I've absolutely done that.
Now, some of the comments coming in, and there are many, would a high-speed rail connection to Shannon Airport be a possibility? Lots of room in Shannon.
There's lots of room in Shannon. Look, I think it would be a possibility. What's a more pressing possibility is just getting more airlines to fly to Shannon, marketing the Wild Atlantic Way, getting charters to come in and out of Shannon. That would bring Shannon more airline traffic and passengers next year. That's what I would focus on.
Why can't the government revisit the idea of developing Baldonnel as a second Dublin airport? It's beside one of the most populated areas of the city, as well as access to the surrounding counties and, of course, the motorway network. It would alleviate traffic going on the M50 and give people who live beside the airport a break from noise. It seems obvious to me. Yeah. Now, this was an idea that Tony Ryan, the founder of Ryanair, actually came up with. He wanted it to become a kind of a charter airport.
Look, Ireland has maybe too many airports already. I don't think we need another airport. I think we're better off focusing our infrastructure resources on making the airports we have bigger and better and getting public transportation to them. That's growth in Dublin, Cork, Shannon and the other airports. We don't need more airports.
Is there a Dublin to Knock airport bus service or a Dublin to Cork airport bus service? If not, why not? Often people talk about when they fly into one of the London airports and they may have to move to another airport. There is a connection.
Dublin Airport is connected with all the 32 counties in the Republic and in the north. I don't think there's a direct Cork Airport and Knock Airport connection to Dublin Airport, but there is from Cork City and there will be from all the towns, big towns in Mayo.
Aer Lingus and Ryanair should operate at full capacity until they reach the cap, then close the airport. That would show the politicians how stupid the cap is.
The cap is the law. We will comply with it. I wish it wasn't there, but as I've explained, it's somewhat redundant given it was about cars coming in and out of the airport in 2005. And in 2005, virtually nobody took the bus to the airport. And now 34% are taking the bus. So yeah, I wish the cap didn't exist and we're working to get it removed.
Mm. Now, on the sustainability question, plenty of people will tell the farmers to cut their cow numbers and shrink their businesses. Why should Dublin Airport be allowed to expand while other sectors are forced to shrink? That's from Mick. Another one. Surely the DAA and airlines have a sustainable environmental challenge like everyone else. How is this to be addressed if additional flights are allowed? And another one, how can air travel be allowed to expand while other significant air pollution sources are being asked to cut back?
Well, aviation needs to do more. That applies to us and it applies to the airlines. We are committed to reducing our emissions by 51% by 2030 and we're committed to being net zero by 2050. So part of what we want to do with the infrastructure application is actually 400 million in sustainability investments. We want to build to go greener because we want to take away the oldest parts of the airport that use a lot of carbon, use a lot of energy. We've introduced incentives for airlines, 25% discount if you fly newer, greener aircraft. So the new MAX and the new NEO aircraft. So I think aviation, of course, needs to do what its fair share in terms of reducing emissions, because this is a great challenge facing Ireland and facing mankind. And we're committed to doing that. And we're working with the airlines to reduce emissions going forward.
And in terms of your energy generation, are you using solar?
We've just launched actually last week our solar farm that will provide 10% of our energy needs, which is really, really good. We're looking at solar in Cork. We're looking at more solar in Dublin. And we're looking at things like geothermal, airports like Charles de Gaulle actually nearly get all of their energy from a thermal spring underneath the airport. So this is one idea that we're also looking at, all these types of alternative energy sources.
Yeah. Do you have a standby generator in the airport? Are you dependent on the grid?
We're dependent on the grid, but we do have standby energy that will keep us going if there is an issue with the grid.
Okay. Let's see. No flights from Cork to Europe's biggest economy, Germany. No flights Cork to Dublin. Cork Airport totally underutilized. Is that because the motorways are just too good?
Well, the motorways being too good has taken away some of the need for Dublin to Cork. But look, Cork Airport last year had its best ever international year. It will grow this year by 7 to 10%. We have a plan to grow Cork Airport to a 5 million passenger airport. So there's great interest from the airlines in Cork and from Cork myself. And we had big plans to expand Cork Airport, get more airlines there and give people more choice.
Yeah, I mean, when you can drive from Cork City to Dublin in 2.5 hours, and you think driving to the airport in above Cork City, then waiting for the flight because you've got to check in, you do all of that. There's not much of a time saving in it, is there?
I think if you're going point to point, there isn't. But I think there is. We have done some research and there is interest in flying from Cork, for example, on an aircraft like an ATR by Emerald, coming into Dublin if you're going to JFK. So I think connecting in Ireland, because you'll get that fantastic US pre-clearance product at Dublin that you won't get, for example, in other European airports.
Why doesn't the DAA build multi-story car parks on the long-term car parks themselves? A lot of land. And if you went up, you'd increase capacity dramatically.
That could be something we look at. Now we're trying. We've got planning in for 3 additional car parks. On the long term car parks, we're actually going to look at things there, like putting in canopies that will have solar panels on top. So you'll park your car underneath a canopy that will have a solar panel on top. But I think that's an interesting suggestion that I'll take on board.
And this one familiar to many people. Dropped a passenger to Dublin Airport yesterday. It was busy enough getting in, but chaotic getting out.
Look, we're in the peak of summer. Probably yesterday we would have had over 110,000 passengers. We're always looking at the access and egress on the roads in and out of the airport. I think it's rarely chaotic. We would look at it all the time, but it's a busy time of year and it's a busy airport.
Did you detect, finally, any appetite on the part of the politicians you were talking to yesterday to kind of bypass the planning process on the cap to try and accelerate? Because as you said yourself, it's what, 2 years maybe, this planning?
It could take 2 years. Now, we might put in an operational application, which will be a lot thinner than 700 pages. And that will say, we don't want to build anything, but will you give us the operational flexibility to lift the cap? That, I think, could move through planning in a number of months, I would hope, rather than years. Others may do something else. You know, I could see potentially some airlines litigating against the slot process. And that could also potentially lift the cap. Our focus is solely on complying with the cap while we have to, but trying to get it lifted as quickly as possible through planning.
Because it would seem that the basis of the cap being Dublin road traffic, not air traffic, that it's the justification for it is simply not there. If they want to bring in another cap with a different justification for overflights, night flying and so on, that's a different matter entirely.
Yeah, look, passenger caps are really, really not the way to manage airport growth and to manage airport operations. Things like noise quotas, movement quotas, that's what happens around the rest of the world. So we do want to move off this currency of a passenger number in all future infrastructure applications.
Kenny Jacobs, CEO of the DAA. Kenny, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.